So, Shane, tell me about the percentage of people in Brighton that would be willing to tell white lies to sell their car.
Yes, well, we ran a nationwide survey on people who'd be willing to tell a white lie, and it turns out that Brighton and the surrounding areas are 26%, so just over a quarter of people would be prepared to tell a white lie. And that's almost in line with the UK average of 28%, but marginally better.
That is good news. And how many would consider to turn the clock back? How many would consider turning the clock back?
That's interesting. That's a full 4% of people, which actually backs up a statistic we're finding at HPI, where 1 in 20 cars that are checked with us have been clocked. And that's a very significant number, because obviously car clocking will increase the risk or the safety risks of cars if they're not properly maintained. So it's one to keep an eye out for when you're buying a used car.
And are some people more susceptible to lying than others?
That's right. We're finding that, 12% of people in general will have hidden minor problems with their car to get a better price when selling that car. And when we look at the stats overall, it's 1 in 4 cars that have finance outstanding on them. So that's a particular problem too. If the person you're buying it from doesn't settle the finance, you're running the risk of a visit from the repo man. And that's not a nice experience for anybody.
And is there a difference between younger and older car owners in terms of lying to get
yes.
the best deal on their car?
If you're arriving and it's an 18 to 24-year-old who comes out to sell you the car, be on your guard. 37% of those guys or girls are more likely to tell a lie to sell their car than anybody else. So absolutely, the younger generation seem to be hell-bent on selling the car, whatever it takes.
Why do you think people resort to lying just to sell their cars?
Well, I guess it's the sums of money involved, and people do have outstanding finance to settle. They don't want to enter into any long, protracted negotiations on the doorstep, and I guess they'd rather that the buyer does their own research rather than putting them on the pin of their collar when they're buying the car, and they just want a smooth sale. I'd say about 90% of buyers who are buying privately pay cash for the car, and it's the heat of the moment. People want to get a deal closed. Very important that if you are buying a car, by the way, you never pay in cash, because there's no comeback. Always use a bank draft. And please don't meet at a mutually convenient location like a car shopping centre or that, because you obviously have no idea where the person who's selling the car has come from and if they in fact own the car at all. And you'd be surprised. Every day we have people buying stolen cars or cars that are actually not legally owned by the person selling them. So that's a significant problem too.
So how can people check that they're not buying a car that's a bit dodgy?
It's very easy. You can log on to the HPI check website and get a car history check. It costs less than half a price of a tank of petrol. And you'll know instantly. It takes less than a minute to figure out if this car has finance outstanding, if there's a mileage discrepancy or it's potentially been clocked. And one major red flag that you need to look out for, and we find 649 cars a day, that's a big number, have been an insurance write-off. These are cars that have been involved in an incident previously where the insurance company has elected not to repair it. They'd rather pay out on the value of the car. And that means that the repairs end up being conducted privately by the owner, and sometimes at a substandard level. And obviously there are safety implications there too. So be on the lookout for insurance write-offs. They're quite common too.
And what would your top three bits of advice be to people that are looking to buy a second-hand car?
If you've got that car history check and you're hell-bent on buying it and you're visiting, just be sure that the price is in line with the average. If it's too cheap and it looks like too much of a bargain, it normally is too good to be true. And get your hands on the service history. Don't take no for an answer. And if somebody has lost the service book, that's obviously a red flag. Better to find a service book that's half complete than one that's been lost. Generally, the one that's lost had evidence of a car that was previously had higher mileage. So it's an indication that it may have been clocked. So do those three things and you should be okay.
Brilliant. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it, Hannah.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.